My name is Sarah Hedrick. I am a digital media coordinator at CNN, the cable news network, in Atlanta, Georgia.
Can you talk a little bit about the kind of work you do at CNN?
Yeah. As a digital media coordinator, my position is to support the video ingest needs of different networks within our parent company. So when people in the newsroom, whether it be in Atlanta, New York, London, Paris, at any of our bureaus, for any of our networks have a request for a piece of video, whether it's a longer form story, maybe a documentary series, they request it. And that request comes to my team. Now, my team is focused on getting that video together, whether it be working with different website platforms or different distributors. We have to work together to get that video to our partners. My team also deals with a lot of live recording elements. So when we have different feeds coming in from different cities, whether they're press pool feeds or different cameras we've set up, or even just citizen, you know, local affiliate cameras that are set up in different areas, we actually have to deal with routing that information in. So my team deals with passive ingesting of video content, but as well as video content when it's actually breaking. Because if you have an event that's happening and we have a feed coming in from someone that posted it on Instagram, my team also has to bring that in. So we really have to deal with different levels of engagement, you know, whether it be getting an hour and a half long lecture, a C-SPAN feed, a pool feed coming in from a press pool anywhere in the world. My team has to focus on really just kind of consistency of that content, because it's also going to be used for our networks and even affiliates that we license it to.
Tell me the top three skills or things that you learned while you were interning at WFHB.
While I was with WFHB, I really remember a lot of opportunities to hone my troubleshooting skills, especially in just kind of really fast-paced environments. So it really helped my quick kind of learning and adaptation. There's an issue with technology or an issue with one of the programs or the equipment. I also really learned how to interact with people and really connect with them on helping each other understand, you know, the basics of how to do journalism properly within the environment of WFHB, and that includes just being thorough, making sure that we have all the necessary information.
Is there anything else that you learned or observed while you were here?
Just a basic understanding of the technical elements. It's still important to have a base understanding of, you know, how to work with recorders and how to properly set levels, because knowing the technical aspects of the quality that, you know, actually creates better quality interview segments allows you to focus more on asking the right questions. So I'm more of a technical person. That's really what I've kind of focused on. And it really helped me put more quality into what I do now by setting that basic, you know, understanding of how things should sound and how things are, you know, set technically and how they work together.
You also served as the volunteer coordinator. Can you talk to that a little bit?
Absolutely. It was a really great kind of introduction to kind of knowing that I will be dealing with so many different levels of experience with people, because as a volunteer coordinator, you really have to develop and flex a lot more interpersonal skills. You have to know how to listen to people, have to get an understanding of what they may be comfortable doing, what their own experiences starting out, because when I hosted the volunteer orientations every month, I didn't know who was coming. I didn't know if there was a professional engineer that was coming that was just interested in trying something new or getting involved with a new environment. I didn't know if it was a student coming in from IU or any of the other universities around Bloomington or the Martinsville area. I didn't know. So there was a lot of instances of having to flex how you listen to people, really kind of hearing what they're saying. But it really gave me a reason to focus more on consistency, consistency in documents, consistency of what, you know, you tell people. It's very important to have a good understanding of how to explain something very simply. And that really pushed forward in my experience after I left Bloomington and I moved to Atlanta. I had to adapt and flex and sell insurance. So that actually involved me learning how to talk to people that I'd never met before. I had no idea what they knew about insurance. And then after that, I got another front-facing position as a tour guide at the CNN Center, where I tied in that volunteer coordinator experience, because there are people coming in from all over the world. They have some very strong feelings about media, about our network, about our competitor network. So they have very strong feelings. And a lot of times you're going to interact with that face-to-face, and you have to know how to explain a basic concept of what the network did and how it operated.
We've talked about your experience interning and volunteering with WFHB. Can you tell me, why should the community value local reporting?
I think that really, you know, we really need to keep defending freedom of press and local reporting, because there are a lot of people that are just now getting a voice in larger media outlets and more widely seen film and television and different opportunities to express themselves through video and through news gathering and journalism. And I think that community journalism is just going to keep rolling with that momentum. There are going to be more people that are going to be widely seen in different media. And I think that local journalism really drives local representation, which drives to larger representation. It's important to keep that momentum going. Mm-hmm.